We heard that probably story many times, the story of the Good Samaritan, but there's more to that story than just a story about doing good to others. Now, there's a couple people over the years that I think, in my humble opinion, and I'll give you two or three of mine, and you can probably add 100 to mine, that are good storytellers. And one of them was Rush Limbaugh. Not so much from the radio perspective and his political thing, but he was a great storyteller. If you ever heard him tell the story about some of the founding fathers and the stories that he recreated, it's just fascinating. But then there was another one that I always liked. Paul Harding. And I always liked him when he told stories, because at the end he would always tell the story, and then at the end he would tell you some of the other things that happened, and then he would always close. And now you know the rest of the story. So the scripture that I read this morning, I get a question. How do we, us, you and me, teach compassion? And how do you instill empathy in those that we seem to have barricaded or hate surrounding them? And why did Jesus tell the story? Now, he truly is the greatest storyteller that ever was. Now, he taught an awful lot with a question, and then the answer was another question. It's just a way of teaching that was very, very good that Jesus used. But then he told stories that would change lives. Now, according to the people that take these kind of stories and try to understand them and take them apart, and also psychologists, stories seem to have a way of transporting into the lives of others in a way that nothing else can do but a story, to resonate with the characters in the story and to imagine their lives and feeling and place themselves within the embodiment of those outside of our own perspective. So stories allow us not only to understand what somebody else has gone through, but to feel it. The key to human change is not through the mind, but through the heart. And our minds follow our emotions. And when our emotions are activated, when empathy for others kick in, we begin to make sense of the world from a new perspective, and we begin to understand. Now, Jesus used a teaching method called parables. And all that was stories. And it was a story with an earthly meaning and a heavenly meaning. Earthly and heavenly put together. So when you understand the parables and the parable that he taught about the Samaritan, that we understand because we can think about it from our perspective here on earth, and then we can also think about it, what Jesus was teaching about the heavenly blessings that we have. So I think all of us can mimic sometimes interpersonal relationships, and our stories and our empathy for others increases when we bond with others relationally. And it's easy to objectify somebody or lump them all together and label them in a group. So it's not so easy to vilify or demonize or objectively criticize somebody when you feel relational bonds between you. Stories help us to personalize, humanize, and be subjectivized with people. To develop a relationship with a character that represents for us a real person in our lives. And then finally, stories that take place in real life experiences. That's why your personal testimony is so important. It's a real life experience, and when you're giving your testimony to somebody about what Jesus done in your life and how you went from this transition to that transition, you touch other people's heart. So when we allow ourselves to be transported into a story or a narrative, we actually experience it with the person. But in a general, non-criticized way, and while we admonish, maybe put people on defensive through the stories that allow them to accept responsibility and change directions in a non-threatening way, or self-initiated way. Stories can change lives, the lives of victims, the lives of perpetrators. You know, Hollywood has become famous just telling stories, good stories and sometimes bad stories, but stories. So it's no wonder that throughout Scripture, the rabbis and the prophets told stories in order to help people see differently, behave differently, and understand differently. I'll give you a couple examples. King David, man after God's own heart. He obsessively stole and claimed the beloved wife of Uriah, effectively causing Uriah's death in order to obtain his wife. The prophet Nathan told David a story that allowed David to see his error or mistake and take accountability for his actions. And then when the prophet Hosea wanted to show the people of Israel the nature of their relationship with God, he told a story about an unfaithful woman named Gomer. And then when the people of Israel failed to behave righteously towards God and each other, the prophet Isaiah used the story of a vineyard to show what it means to bear fruit towards others. And when Jesus wanted to show how to redefine the Jewish concept of a neighbor, he told a story, one of many, that he would use to touch people's hearts and change their perspective one person at a time. Jesus understood the story of a parable, the way to teach compassion in a very non-threatening way, an intimate way, if you would, and how he was able to initiate conversations. He didn't lecture. He didn't command. He didn't cajole. He didn't threaten. He healed and he told stories so powerful that people's lives were changed. We have a book that's just full of it. But compassion is an interesting word. And the etymology means passion with, or sorrow, or suffering. The word literally means to feel sorrow with someone. And when stories evoke compassion in someone, and when someone's emotions begin to resonate in a powerful way, as though the mind opens up in a new path, and it makes connections and allows for a new perspective that had never been seen before in relationships. And when we feel with others, we begin to sense our shared humanity. And we no longer exist alone, but a new kind of community. We need each other. That's what Jesus is trying to explain to us. We need each other. We need to have our perspective and our definition of community changes when the stories are told. But then the question is, well, why stories? Why did Jesus tell? Why didn't he just tell real stories instead of using parables? An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Now, this is the interesting twist, which we resonate more with fiction than with fact, and we become moved and changed more by stories than by knowledge of actual circumstances. And the question becomes then, why? Fiction allows us to connect with characters in a non-threatening, relaxing, unchallenged way. Our emotions then become plugged in and our defenses go down, and we can prospect and introspect and reevaluate and immerse ourselves into a different environment without threat of reprisal. Fiction. It's as though we're trying on a dress or a suit where nobody else can see it. Fiction is like looking at a series of photos and images and engaged with us in our walls. Fiction doesn't go anywhere. So when we listen to a news report or read an article about a real occurrence, like similar to what took place in the hill country of Texas, the people mentioned don't engage us in a way or in a story, but in reading and seeing these reports, we become part of the story. And our defenses go up sometimes, and our biases come into effect and objectively mentioned. And we typically do not engage our emotions when we read, and it's easy then to identify people according to current opinions and blaming and casting fault. However, when we read about characters in a story, we feel no need to protect our mental fortress. stories feel like safe environments to listen and introspect. Stories promote empathy. We cannot prevent evil in this world, and there's plenty of evil and sin in this world. We can't prevent it. We can't stop some of the atrocities that make us cringe or even be filled with sadness. We cannot even prevent ourselves from sometimes making wrong judgments or hasty decisions about those that we do not know or circumstances that we do not entirely understand. But, love the buts and the ifs, we can continue to grow, change, and practice greater empathy through the power of the stories of Jesus. I love to tell the story of Jesus and His love. He was one of the greatest storytellers ever to live. And His stories are powerful, but they always have a twist. Just when you think you know what He's ending up, He circumvents our perspective and we find ourselves questioning why we thought that we knew about God and others and ourselves and the world. This story today is no different. The story of the Good Samaritan. The story that began with a single question. Who is my neighbor? And ended with a go and do likewise. So what was the lesson? The lesson was compassion. Empathy. So how can we teach empathy? Always wondered about that. Well, we tell stories that allow us to show compassion, to practice in a safe environment, to learn what it means to be in relationship with those who are different but share our humanity, and we broaden what it means to be citizens of God's kingdom. So in our world today, as in Jesus' world 2,000 years ago, no amount of fiery preaching, instructing, lecturing, protesting, raging, insulting, bashing will ever change a heart that is set on its current path. Hellfire and brimstone preaching has its purpose and has its place. But that's not what leads people to Christ. It's the compassion through the stories and the love and the grace. And a good story, but do it every time. That's why personal testimonies are so important. This is what Jesus knew. So if you want to change the world, you got to do it one heart at a time with a powerful story. The Bible is that powerful story. It's God's love story. I like to call it God's love letter to us. For all people, a story of shared humanity, hope, and fallen from grace and grand rescue at the hands of Jesus. So in our world today, nothing can beat that story. The story of Jesus, the story of salvation, so heart-shattering that no one who hears it goes unchanged, planting seeds of grace. The story that shook the world and grew a faith. The story that is your story still today. So in a world that is filled with hate and fear and anger and division, God's story can be a healing force, a saving grace, water in the midst of a desert, and real change. So it all comes down to this. In the midst of news in which no one knows what is true, reports that cause us pain, fighting in social media, branding and influencers, the truth lies in God's story and hope and change. So there's a couple questions I want to leave you with. Do you want hope? You want to change the world? Turn to Jesus and tell His story. You know, we get the word history from His story. And it is the story of God's love for us, that He would humble Himself to come in the form of a baby through the birth to now, like every one of us has come into this world. And to be nurtured by a loving set of parents and wisdom who just grew and loved and carried on and experienced everything that we experience in life, including being spit upon and rejected and everything else. But he knew when he said to Daddy, Daddy, forgive them for they know not what they do. I've experienced this stuff that they are experiencing because I know. And now I want you to know. Forgive them. And then when he died on the cross, the veil in the temple, which was in the temple, they had a curtain, and only the priest could go in there. So if you wanted to talk to God, you had to go through the priest. If you wanted to get forgiveness of your sin, you had to go through the priest or with blood sacrifice. But when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, that veil in the temple was rent in two, signifying that we had direct access to God Almighty through Jesus Christ, His Son. What a wonderful thing that was. But then on the third day, He rose from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. Satan held that over people for eons. Sin and death. Because He was raised to life from them. So He broke that bondage, was seen by many, and continued to minister. And then when He ascended into heaven, He said, guys, I'm going back to see Daddy right now, but I'll be back. And we are looking for His soon return. Keep watching. Keep looking up for your redemption draws nigh. That's one of the stories that will change your life. Just know that you're not in this world alone. And He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us for now and forevermore. Hope and pray you had a wonderful day.